This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to say something here as we get going. Then I'm going to let it sink in for a minute. Then I'm going to say something else. And then I'm going to let Justin Ho take over. The thing I'm going to say is that the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has a modeling tool that it calls GDP Now. That's gross domestic product as of right now. It's not an actual forecast. It's not official. It's just what they get when they put current data into their model. And as of right now, GDP Now says third quarter economic growth, that is to say for the quarter we are in, economic growth is going to come in at 5%. 5%. Let that sink in. So that's the thing I was going to say. The other thing I was going to say is that given that, and given what else is going on in this economy, how long do you suppose it's going to be before the Federal Reserve starts talking interest rate cuts instead of interest rate increases? As promised, Justin Ho takes over from here.
The Federal Reserve has been raising the federal funds rate to around 5.5% now to bring down inflation, which means there is an endgame here.
If we no longer had a big inflation problem, it would no longer seem necessary to keep the funds rate that high.
That's David Miracle, chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs, a Marketplace underwriter. He says rates are a lot higher than they've been in recent history, and that's been slowing down the economy. So if inflation comes down, the Fed might see high rates as a bad thing.
Because it encourages people to make economic decisions that might not make sense in the long run.
A business owner might put off a purchase or a new project. Hiring might freeze up. Tim Dewey is chief U.S. economist at SGH Macro Advisors.
And if enough people were to defer activity in a coordinated fashion, like everybody together at once, that's kind of how you end up with a recession.
To be clear, Dewey says that is not happening right now. The economy this year is still strong, even with high interest rates. But Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites, says in 2019, the Fed made a few small cuts to interest rates to keep a strong economy going.
They referred to it as an insurance rate cut.
Back then, unemployment and inflation were low, but global growth was weak, and there was all that trade drama with China. Caesar says forecasters are starting to think that the Fed might make a similar decision soon.
More of a fine-tuning of how restrictive does Fed policy actually need to be to generally maintain economic momentum.
Caesar says any rate cuts the Fed makes are likely to be slow and cautious. That's to ensure markets don't get too excited and to prevent inflation from flaring up again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.